couple of years. Last year, we just had a women's sectional and then women's state. And Richland Center was fortunate. They're going to be a host for the Friday night women's regional and then the Saturday super regional for the men.
Wow, that'll be good stuff. We look forward to that and being there. I like it when I don't have to drive 2 hours, you know?
There you go. Yeah. Yep.
Sounds good. Well, Ken, thanks for organizing this today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, and congratulations to Kirk once again. Well-deserved and long overdue.
Yes, very much so. Congratulations, Kirk.
Well, thank you all.
Thanks for being a friend of WRC over the years, too.
You bet.
Or even emergency help with your vehicle. New Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for a competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
I'm Sherry Preston. An Israeli labor court has ruled that a general strike called over Gaza hostage crisis must end. Hundreds of thousands of workers in Israel walking off the job to protest the government's failure to return scores of hostages in Gaza. The labor court's order has largely been ignored. Thousands of hotel workers in the U.S. hitting picket lines this Labor Day. Carlos Aramano is president of Local 26 of Unite Here, their union in Boston.
Please step up. Please resolve the situation. Please pay these hardworking people in your industry what they're worth.
They're fighting for better pay and an end to pandemic-era staffing cuts and room cleaning requirements. Campaign plans involving Labor Day.
On this Labor Day, Vice President Harris is set to take the stage in Pittsburgh alongside President Biden. Part of a holiday battleground state tour that will also take Harris to Detroit and her running mate Tim Walz to Milwaukee.
ABC's M. Nguyen, no plans for former President Trump. This is ABC News. A bunch of people are feeling the earth move under their feet in one California town after heavy rains and landslides.
Power has been shut off indefinitely. Gas has already been turned off to 140 homes in Rancho Palos Verdes. This slow-moving crisis began last spring after heavy rains inundated the area. Since then, the ground has been moving up to 1 foot per week, damaging roads and cracking walls and buildings. Now residents are being told, be prepared to leave at any moment.
We're not evacuating, and I don't know anybody who is.
Those vowing to stay are buying generators in their struggle to cling to their property and their everyday life in this increasingly unstable environment.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert, local officials setting aside millions to make repairs. Ford is recalling more than 90,000 vehicles across several lines with engine intake valves that could break while driving. The recall affects several Ford and Lincoln SUVs from the 2021 and 2022 model years, as well as the popular Ford F-150 pickup. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are you looking for fun, unique products to decorate your 4-H record book or exhibit area at the county fair? At the Creative Outlet in Richland Center, we carry 4-H and FFA themed stickers, die cuts, and custom papers. We have also added new scrapbooking products that represent popular 4-H subjects like cooking, gardening, photography, and sewing. The Creative Outlet is open on Court Street, Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5, and I invite you to check us out on Facebook for notification of store announcements, sales, and promotions.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Center, where your family always comes first.
4 minutes after 7 o'clock, your Labor Day forecast ranging through the Richland County Fair weekend as well is coming up here in a moment as we give you some info during sunrise from the center today.
Our Labor Day sale is going on now at Court & Main. It's the perfect time to refresh your home. Enjoy 25% off all custom leather and upholstery, including recliners, sofas, love seats, and sectionals. Save 50% on all sheets, mattress protectors, adjustable bases, and pillows when you purchase a mattress. And don't forget, get a jump on the holidays with 50% off all holiday decor. Visit us at Court & Main and Richland Center and take advantage of these fantastic deals. These offers are too good to miss, so stop by before they're gone. Transform your home for less with Court & Main.
Hey neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
A high in the mid to upper 70s today with sunshine and nice conditions. Also for tonight, clear with patchy fog, a low of 48. Sunny and mild Tuesday and a high of 77. Wednesday near 80, mostly sunny and a touch warmer. For a Thursday and the opening of the Richland County Fair, scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially from midday on, a high of 78. 66 Friday with some light rain early. Saturday partly sunny and staying fall-like. A high of 65, and Sunday partly cloudy and still a bit cool with a high of 67. In Richland Center, we're back down to our overnight low with some nice sunshine. It is 45 degrees. That's how it stacks up today, Labor Day 2024. Here's Chris Young.
That you walked into that bar that night under those neon lights. From the moment that you touched me, I was hoping that you'd love me forever and ever for all time. Didn't know that I'd been so blind, but you opened my eyes.
Looking for a sunrise, leading to a sunset, looking for someone. School's back in session, and so is screen time. Remind your kids to stay safe online, be smart, be safe. Also encourage them not to talk to strangers and always walk with a buddy. Stay alert, stay safe. This message has been brought to you by the Riverdale School District. House on the Rock Resort and Attraction, Sunshine and Giggles, Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant, and by Napa Auto and Truck Parts.
11 past 7. Yeah, tomorrow will be the big, big day. So look out for those yellow buses and all the youngsters really excited about the start of school as well. I know my parents were always really excited when I went back to school. They're just, you know, I'd close the door and I'd hear the hooting and hollering and the champagne corks popping when I left. But anyway, this making news today, and this one just kind of makes me scratch my head that the Packer game Friday night kind of in jeopardy with Philadelphia because of raging wildfires in Brazil. And some of the impact would be the air quality. So I'm not sure when they're going to make that decision, but I can't imagine all of the travel nightmares. So all of the people that have to go, the media people. So you've made all your reservations and your hotels and all of that, and for fans going as well. And then all of a sudden, about midweek, you say, "Whoop, no, we're not going to Brazil. We're going back to Philadelphia." That would be a nightmare. But you know, I'm sure they'll wait and see as long as they can. But they certainly want to keep everybody safe as well. And So far, it's on Friday night. We will see if it would happen to change. But again, they didn't ask me, but playing outside the country, I think there is always a risk of something going wrong like that. Not that it couldn't get canceled here in the States for a weather or some sort of severe thing. But oh, well, we'll see how it pans out this week, right? Good luck as you hit the road. Drive carefully on Labor Day.
Ride, Concrete Cowboy.
You're the bandit on the run, not a bad guy, just having fun. Still riding hard beneath those western skies. If there's an ambush up ahead and you see Smokey's lights flashing red, remember Trigger and me will be by your side.
Ride, Concrete Cowboy, ride. The open highway is your range. 10-4, little buckaroo, and happy trails to you. Ride, Concrete Cowboy, ride.
All those bad guys that I faced at the Saturday matinee, you and me and a million saddle pals, with a never empty gun, we kept those outlaws on the run. Remember how we fought and rode until we had them all corralled.
So ride, Concrete Cowboy, ride. The open highway is your range. 10-4, little buckaroo, and happy, happy trails to Cowboy.
Alabama, WRCO, WRCE, on this Monday morning, Labor Day. We'll attempt some jokes to kind of get you out of the Labor Day doldrums, your sleepy stupor this morning, coming up with Chet's Chuckle. Also, birthdays and anniversaries still to come as well. Even though it's a holiday, those birthdays still happen.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services, from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
November 21st, 2021, the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack, a holiday celebration, turned deadly. Daryl Brooks drove his SUV into the Waukesha crowd, targeting as many people as possible. Brooks injured dozens and killed six, including an eight-year-old child. It never should have happened. Just days earlier, Brooks was arrested for trying to run over his girlfriend, but he was released on just $1,000 bail. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted against increased funding for pretrial detention of violent criminals like Daryl Brooks, making it easier for these criminals to terrorize our communities. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-3919, the Keep Violent Criminals Off Our Streets Act, because violent criminals belong behind bars. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Schmidt Woodland Hills Transitional Care Unit provides services for people requiring skilled care after surgery or an illness. Physical, occupational, and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly. Our partnership with Aegis Therapies provides quality care and a commitment to your quality of life. We'll develop a plan that fits your rehabilitation goals. When you or a loved one are in need of rehabilitation services, consider Schmidt Woodland Hills and Aegis Therapies. Call 647-8931 today.
Make the short drive to Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel. Going on now. Buy any mattress and receive 30% off on your box spring, mattress protectors, sheets and pillows. Or buy a living room, dining room, or bedroom set and get 20% off your purchase towards home decor. Visit Furniture, Decor, and More today. Make the short drive to Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel. Going on now. Buy any mattress and receive 30% off on your box spring, mattress protectors, sheets and pillows. Or buy a living room, dining room, or bedroom set and get 20% off your purchase towards home decor. Visit Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel today.
You're only as old as you feel. Maybe a cliche, but it holds some truth. Exercising can boost your energy, improve your mood, and lower your stress. At Simon's Recreation Complex, they have many older adult members who prove every day that you are never too old to exercise. And don't worry about your budget. Many Medicare supplemental plans include free or discounted memberships through programs like Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active. These programs cater to all fitness levels and abilities, offering over 20 water and land exercise classes each week. You'll also have access to the pool, whirlpool, sauna, exercise rooms, racquetball courts, and more. Whether you join a class or work out solo, improving your fitness can lead to a better quality of life. Stop in today to discover why many of the adult members in the community call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Call 647-8522 or visit simonsrec.com.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We offer a wide variety of treatments in a comfortable, home-like environment for those battling cancers, Crohn's disease, hemophilia, or other health challenges requiring infusions. Because individual care plans are unique, it's best to call and ask if your care can be delivered close to home with us, the Richland Hospital and Clinics. Caring, educating, healing.
Monday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Muller & Sons Excavating, and Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Providing you with the latest update with jokes and more knowledge than you'll ever need to start your week right.
It's time for the Roundup.
Welcome to our roundup on this Labor Day Monday. Phil Nee with you. Hank will join us in just a little bit by the magic of electronics. We'll check in with him in just a little bit for Chet's Chuckle today. We hope you had a good weekend. Certainly I did. Boy, the weather was just outstanding. And I got a chance to kind of play with a couple of my hobbies, play some of my old records, and then drive a couple of old tractors, too, my old tractors. So had the old Farmall Super C out getting some fresh air and for the Super C and me, and did a little bit of mowing. So drive my old 72-year-old tractor around. That was kind of fun. And then had the Mighty Alice out, too. So had all my custom farming tools out there. And yeah, June put me to work in the garage yesterday, so that was another thing. We got quite a bit done, though, and that's good. So at this point, there's more to do. I think I can get the front wheels of the Vibe in the garage at this point, so we've made progress. But anyway, how quickly time passes. Here we are in September, and we went from August 1st to August 30th in about 5 minutes, so get ready. Christmas will be here in a few hours, it seems like. Boy, not to be a Debbie Downer, but that's the way it seems. Richland County Fair coming up this weekend. We'll have all kinds of special programming leading up to that time and during that time as well with some of the young people who will be a large part of the fair again this year. Did you know legend has it that the person who invented the first Ferris wheel has never met the person who invented the first merry-go-round? I guess they traveled in different circles. Yes, and we're off and running with Chet's Chuckle, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. We had a chance to have a little dinner last night. In fact, June said she asked me if I could make her a quiet dinner, give her a little peace and quiet. So I did. I took out all the batteries from the smoke alarms before I started cooking. That's the bottom line. I saw this the other day. Somebody posted this, and it really hits home for me. And it says, I'm at the age where if you text me after 9 p.m., I'm texting you back at 4:36 a.m. And that is really pretty true for me, because a lot of times, certainly I put the phone to bed by then, but I'm usually in bed by then. And so I get in different scores and different things like that on the phone. And might shoot you a text back about 4:30 in the morning. So that's a general rule for me as I get older. Well, yeah, this is one. I don't know if this passes the Hank inspection or not, but it's a Hank-style joke. When I was a kid, my parents would always say, excuse my French, after they said a cuss word. I'll never forget my first day at school when my teacher asked if any of us knew any French. Oh, yes, school day is starting tomorrow, and we'll see what old Hank is doing in just a moment after these words from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Well, Hank phoned this one in. In fact, this was on our voicemail this morning. So here we go. Take it away, Hank.
Philip, good morning. I hope your weekend was awesome. And I know today is Labor Day, and I don't know why that we're here, because we're laboring on Labor Day. Anyway, hey, since this storm started, my wife hasn't stopped looking through the window, Phil. I wonder if it gets any worse. Should I go ahead and let her in?
Ooh.
Anyway, yeah. Whenever I try to eat healthy, a chocolate bar looks at me and snickers. Yes, yes. Hey, Phil, big problems over here. I drank a bottle of Invisible Ink on accident last night. Yeah, I'm still waiting to be seen at the hospital. I don't know about you, Phil, but Boo. Have you noticed when I get to work, clock in, and then you can't find me? Well, you know, good workers are hard to find, Phil. Hey, Phil, looking in the forecast, in the 90s the next couple days, kind of reminds you of the Dallas Cowboys, doesn't it, Phil? You know, they peaked in the 90s.
Boo.
Here's your kicker, Philip. A man checked into a hotel. There was a computer in his room, so he decided to send an email to his wife. He accidentally typed the wrong email address, and without realizing that, he sent the mail to a widow who just had returned from her husband's funeral. The widow decided to check her mail, expecting condolences messages from relatives and friends. After reading the first message, she fainted, Philip. The son rushed into a room and found her mother on the floor and saw the computer screen, which read, "To my loving wife, I know you're surprised to hear from me, but they have computers here, and we are allowed to send emails to loved ones. I've just checked in. How are you and the kids? This place is really nice, but I am lonely here. I have made necessary arrangements for your arrival tomorrow. Expecting you, darling. I can't wait to see you." Yes, Phil. Yes, I know you're laughing.
Oh, Hank. Yes, indeed. Hank by voicemail. All right. Thank you, Hank. Well, we hope that you enjoyed a chuckle or two from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, and the chuckle of the day here on a Monday morning from WRCO Radio. Still to come, we have some birthdays and anniversaries to share with you today. And a reminder, the Richland Center landfill is closed today in observance of Labor Day. And likewise, the Brewer Public Library will be closed today, also in observance of Labor Day. So be aware of those notes in the area and in the community today as well. We'll be back with birthdays and anniversaries after these words.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Some iconic moments from this day in history. The 2nd of September, 1945, Japan formally surrendered in ceremonies aboard the USS Missouri in Tokyo Bay, ending World War II. In 1969, in what some regard as the birth of the Internet, two connected computers at the University of California, Los Angeles, passed data through a 15-foot cable. That began it all. 1963, the CBS Evening News with Walter Cronkite expanded from 15 to 30 minutes, becoming network television's first half-hour nightly newscast. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries for today. They are sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
The Shoebox was voted Madison's favorite shoe store, and they have what you need for back-to-school shoes. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox. With all the latest styles for teachers, coaches, and especially the students, The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy 11th birthday, Dylan Putz from Tina and Daryl. Greetings going out for a special day today for Everett Lewis from Richland Center Primary School. Elsa Haiti, all the best on your birthday from Five Points Lutheran Church. Mary Ritgram from St. Luke's Lutheran Church. Happy birthday, Ivan Troxel from Aunt Nancy, who says, have a great day. To Deanna Durst Duell, have a great day from Uncle Butchie and Auntie M. Marcia Creasy has a birthday today. Best wishes, Marcia, from Lloyd. Happy birthday, Amy Hatlin, from Schmidtwilden Hills residents and staff. To Joni Gillis and Beth Lord, both celebrating today. Happy birthday to Joni and Beth from the Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions today, leaving us wishes for Destiny Dvorak, Lindsay Lamont, Cheryl Miller, Joseph Miller, Donna Urbach, and Mike Ryder. Have a great day today. That's got to be cool to have your birthday on Labor Day, right? Because you're always going to get your birthday off if it falls on Labor Day. Happy birthday wishes from the RC Lions to Larry Sobronic, to Lee Junius and Tom Schauer, Elsa Haiti and Dylan Putz. Happy anniversary to Everett and Lori Newberry as they celebrate today. Happy anniversary to Everett and Lori Newberry and to Katie and Brian Pulse from Bloom City's Town Crier.
I lost my diamond. Have you heard that statement? That's because diamonds get lost every day. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and we are experts with jewelry repairs, restorations, and preventive maintenance. We have the most skilled jewelers workshop in Southwest Wisconsin with two full-time jewelers, and we utilize today's most advanced technologies, including laser welding and computer-aided design. With our experience and technologies, if it can be fixed, we can do it, even when other jewelers say it can't be done. Be sure to also get your jewelry inspected and cleaned at least every 6 months. Doing so, we can find any problems before you lose your diamond. JJ Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center, Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
We all like options that are clear and easy to understand. At WCCU Credit Union, our checking accounts are both straightforward and affordable. No gimmicks. Choose from either Freedom or Awards Checking. Both have no minimum balance requirements and no monthly service fees. The Awards Checking earns an exceptional dividend rate for using direct deposit, debit cards, and e-statements. Freedom Checking offers all the same conveniences, but you're not required to use them. For more information or to open your account, visit us online at our new web address, wccu.coop, or stop by any of our WCCU offices. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
7:38, we have the light on for you today. Glad to be live and local radio today. We're here for you. Regular features continue. Joanne is in with the news in just a little bit. Sunny and nice later in 76. It's 47 right now.
Swear that you're staying single, next thing you know. You meet a girl at a bar and next thing you know. It's 2 a.m. telling your buddies, 3 months in, she ain't moving in. The next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer. Next thing you know, your old apartment, it's y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's pose. Just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech, and your sunburn on a honeymoon beach, and your left hand's getting used to that rain. And there the next 2 or 3 years gone. Next thing you know, you weren't really trying. Next thing you know, there's a test on the counter. Next thing you know, standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death. Cause next thing you know, you wear scrubs and a funny white hat, and the doctor's saying how you doing there, dad. And nobody's ever called you that, and you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. You're saying that a USC is too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know,
lot of years of remember wins and still some down the road. Cause next thing you know, you got a yard full of your kids' kids, and you take them to church, teach them to fish, and you tell them stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know,
Jordan Davis and The Next Thing You Know here on WRCO. Coming up, our update on the news. We'll share with you some sports scores. In fact, week number two of high school football, and there were quite a few things going on over the weekend, too. Some tournaments, some soccer action, volleyball as well, and a big cross-country meet in Cashton. Several local runners did very, very well. So we'll talk about that during the report next hour here on WRCO. This is the latest from Mr. Thomas Rhett.
Out your mind, you're way too good for me. Thinking about the day we met, you could've just ignored me. Here I am, laying next to you, looking extra cute in the morning. Looking back all through the past, everything before you was boring. You're the type people wishing they sit next to on a flight. Top of the list, who I wanna wash up on an island with. You're the dream, even if we counting girls in magazines. It's still a mystery, what's someone as beautiful as you? Asking questions for you, get a bandy. What's the more beautiful is you? You ain't waking up with someone like me. Ain't gonna lie, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you, get a bandy. Someone as beautiful as you could just fall out of the blue. When you're walking around in my sweater, girl, there's no better view. Spend the rest of forever just treasuring you. Oh, I follow you wherever, and you know that's the truth, yeah. You're the type people wishing they sit next to on a flight. Top of the list, who I wanna spend like every second with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls up on the screen. It's still a mystery, what's someone as beautiful as you?
Thomas Rhett, his latest, that's called Beautiful As You. All right, well, thanks for joining us. Drive carefully today as you head out and about for some Labor Day activities or a little R&R. Yeah, it'd be a good day to take a nap, too. Might even get that in a little bit later on today. Philney wishing you the best. The news is next.
Our Labor Day sale is going on now at Court & Main. It's the perfect time to refresh your home. Enjoy 25% off all custom leather and upholstery, including recliners, sofas, love seats, and sectionals. Save 50% on all sheets, mattress protectors, adjustable bases, and pillows when you purchase a mattress. And don't forget, get a jump on the holidays with 50% off all holiday decor. Visit us at Court & Main and Richland Center and take advantage of these fantastic deals. These offers are too good to miss, so stop by before they're gone. Transform your home for less with Court & Main.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It's 47 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Town & Country TV and Appliance. Sunny and nice today with a high of 76. Tonight, clear with patchy fog, a low of 48. In Richland Center, after a low of 45, it's 47 degrees.
Shop the Back to School Blitz at Town & Country TV and Appliance. Find upgrades for your kitchen, including special buys on KitchenAid Whisper Quiet and fully featured dishwashers. Clean your clothes with a new laundry pair featuring a Whirlpool washer with removable agitator. Maybe it's time for a new stove. See the selection and the savings in both Reedsburg and Richland Center stores. Open in Richland Center from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and Reedsburg Monday, Tuesday, and Thursdays 11 to 5. TownAndCountryRC.com.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Hickory Hollow Jerky of Alabama is recalling approximately 6,230 pounds of ready-to-eat jerky products that were produced without the benefit of federal inspection. The beef jerky and bacon jerky products were produced on various dates between January 19th and August 21st, 2024. The products were produced without the benefit of inspection by two different owners of the establishment. Ownership changed hands on June 11th. The products subject to recall bear establishment number ESTNO34550 inside the USDA mark of inspection. These items were shipped to retail locations in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, Oklahoma, and through internet sales. There have been no confirmed reports of adverse reactions due to consumption of these products. Anyone concerned about a reaction should contact a healthcare provider. The USDA Food Safety and Inspection Service is concerned that some product may be in consumers' pantries. These products should be thrown away or returned to the place of purchase. Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz and wife Gwen are campaigning in Milwaukee on this Labor Day. Expect the Minnesota governor to echo remarks made in Boston last week to the International Association of Firefighters Convention, including comments about former President Donald Trump. Walz says Trump has promised his friends down at Mar-a-Lago a tax cut while telling workers that wages are too high. He said if she's elected president, Kamala Harris will sign the PRO Act to make it easier for unions to organize and protect the Safer Grant Program, which provides additional federal funding for emergency services. Both presidential campaigns continue to focus on Wisconsin. Former President Trump and running mate J.D. Vance were both in the state last week. President Joe Biden will be in southwest Wisconsin Thursday, his first visit here since dropping out of the race in favor of Vice President Kamala Harris. Governor Tony Evers, together with the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority, have announced the final 2025 to 2026 Qualified Allocation Plan. The QAP is the plan for administering federal and state tax credits that finance low to moderate income housing and establishes parameters and priorities for awarding the coming year's housing tax credits, including federal 9% and 4% credits, as well as state 4% credits. The 2025-2026 QAP makes strategic changes in order to use tax credits effectively while reaching as many communities as possible with the resources WIDA has available. The plan is tailored to meet the evolving housing needs of Wisconsin and to make sure the state's workforce, economy, and housing infrastructure are ready to meet the needs of the 21st century. Key changes in the new plan include redefining set-aside categories to promote distribution of resources across the state, changes to the competitive application process to lower the barrier for entry and streamline decision-making through the two-step process from project concepts to detailed submission, changes to the non-competitive application process to anticipate the continuing trend of increasing demands for tax-exempt bonds, updating and revising scoring categories to respond to the current state of the housing market and priorities, and revising the WIDA Emerging Business Program to enhance participation. WIDA has been the sole administrator for housing tax credits in Wisconsin since the federal program was established in 1986 and began implementing the Wisconsin Housing Tax Credit Program in 2018. Since 1986, WIDA has awarded more than $560 million in housing tax credits, resulting in the development and rehabilitation of more than 58,000 rental housing units for low to moderate income families, seniors, and vulnerable community members. The state and federal programs provide tax incentives through the Internal Revenue Code and the Wisconsin Tax Code that encourage developers to create affordable housing. In exchange for the tax credits, developers agree to reserve housing units for low and moderate income households. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced that northern Wisconsin's wild rice crop production is generally below average this year across lakes, flowages, and rivers. Brandon Byrne, wild rice biologist with the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission, said a mild winter in 2023-24, coupled with heavy storms in mid-June, appears to have set back wild rice production this year throughout much of the northern region of the state. However, most of the lakes that have been reliable for harvesting in recent years should still provide adequate harvest opportunities this year. With a little research and exploration, harvesters can find good opportunities to harvest wild rice this year. Wild rice harvesting is open to all Wisconsin residents and provides the opportunity to forage a highly nutritious natural food source that is unique to the upper Midwest. Wild rice maturity typically ranges from late August through mid-September across the state and varies by water body and rice bed. The DNR stresses the importance of waiting to harvest wild rice until it falls with relatively gentle strokes while flailing or knocking using ricing sticks. If little to no rice is falling, it is best to try harvesting a few days later. Kernels toward the top of the seed head tend to mature and fall first. Harvest efforts on immature beds inhibit the maturation of the rice kernels, which negatively impacts the harvest experience for others and the long-term sustainability of wild rice production. More information on harvesting wild rice and harvest regulations is available on the DNR's Wild Rice Harvesting webpage. A rural Viroqua man sustained injuries Saturday evening in a motorcycle crash. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports the crash occurred at approximately 6:30 in rural Viroqua in the town of Jefferson. Breton Ronald Anderson, 21, of rural Viroqua, was operating the motorcycle westbound on County Road Y, just west of the intersection with County Road B. As he crested a hill, he saw another westbound vehicle slowing down ahead of him. While abruptly braking and reducing speed, the Anderson lost control of the motorcycle, skidded across the roadway, and came to rest along the south edge of the roadway. Breton Anderson was transported to Vernon Memorial Healthcare in Viroqua by Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance. Two were injured in a crash Saturday night in the town of Stark. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports the one vehicle crash occurred around 7:30. Kyle Ray Stout, 25, of Kendall, was operating a pickup westbound on State Highway 82 near Spry Road, east of the village of Lafarge. Stout reported experiencing a medical episode that he said caused the vehicle to leave the roadway. The vehicle struck a culvert and came to rest upright in a field. Kyle Stout, along with his passenger, Haley Christine Rogers, 28, of Madison, both reported injuries and were transported to Vernon Memorial Healthcare in Viroqua by Lafarge Area Ambulance. The Coon Creek Community Watershed Council is celebrating its third season this fall, as well as the 91st anniversary of the nation's first watershed conservation project, which was centered in Coon Valley. CCCWC is looking forward to marking the occasion during its September 4th meeting at the Coon Valley Conservation Club, which will include live music, a community dinner, a State of the Watershed address, and other conservation project updates from watershed residents, a tour of a project, CCCWC, WC funded at the Coon Valley Conservation Club, and more. In her State of the Watershed address, Nancy Wedwick plans to discuss the unprecedented federal flood control dam decommissioning project slated for the Coon Creek watershed in the coming months. She will also highlight the nearly $20,000 of the on-the-ground conservation initiatives CCCWC has supported in the past year, like the Coon Valley Conservation Club's recently completed water diversion structure and small dam. Meeting attendees will be able to tour the recently completed project during the meeting and learn about ways to partner with CCCWC to support their own conservation projects. Wednesday's meeting will begin with dinner and music at 5:30, followed by the State of the Watershed address and other speakers at 6:30. The Coon Valley Conservation Club is located at S1005 Knutson Lane in Coon Valley. The event is free and all are welcome. Guests are encouraged to bring their own picnic wear. The American Red Cross continues to experience a national blood emergency as remnants of Hurricane Debby and other severe weather events across the country have further complicated efforts to rebuild the nation's blood supply. Weather in recent weeks has added to the summer shortfall in donations by forcing the cancellation of nearly 60 blood drives throughout the country, many of which were caused by Debby, causing approximately 1,500 life-saving blood products to go uncollected. Annually, severe weather such as blizzards, tornadoes, floods, and hurricanes impact about 90,000 blood donations made to the Red Cross. In Wisconsin, 282 blood drives have been canceled due to weather over the last 10 years, including 36 so far this year. This has resulted in about 1,323 donations going uncollected in the Wisconsin region to date in 2024. Because blood has a short shelf life and can only come from volunteer blood donors, any disruptions in the ability to collect life-saving blood can have serious consequences for hospitals and patients. Those in unaffected areas are urged to make an appointment to give now. First-time donors and those who give regularly are critical to blood supply recovery. To make an appointment, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. And thanks to all who give today through the 15th, we'll receive an exclusive Red Cross Raglan T-shirt while supplies last. Due to the Labor Day holiday, the Richland Center Landfill and Brewer Public Library are closed today.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Today is Monday, Labor Day, September 2nd. Joseph Jedwin, Joe Pa Palfrey, 35 of Richland Center, died August 25th as a result of a motorcycle accident. Memorial services will be held Wednesday at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from noon until the time of service at 2. Joseph Jedwin, Joe Pa Palfrey, 35 of Richland Center. Alfred Thomas, Tom Sharp, 74 of Richland Center, died Wednesday at home. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 5 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Friday from 3 until the time of service at 5. Alfred Thomas, Tom Sharp, 74 of Richland Center.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Thursday, September 12th, at our Richland Center store only, we are having a Milwaukee one-day tool sale. Stop in and see demos with the latest Milwaukee M18 tools, plus great deals on kits and bear tools. Also, there will be free giveaways, food, and soda. So stop in from 10 to 2 at our Richland Center store only to see this sale and other great deals available. And as always, we appreciate your business.
UW-Stevens Point is touting its esports team. UWSP Chancellor Thomas Gibson says the esports industry has become something that institutions like his can't ignore, because if they don't provide the opportunity, another school will. The UWSP Esports Club competes regionally in 5 different games, including League of Legends and Fortnite. This hour's ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland.